A couple of wildlife stories this week, and both are reminders that we just need to give wildlife their space right now. A couple of groups of people who were charged by an aggressive elk on the trails just in town.
And the female elk, when they have their calves, there's several days these little babies can't move. Mm-hmm. So they kind of hide them in the bushes. They'll leave them. And if you happen upon them, if you're that unlucky person, you might get that aggressive elk coming at you to protect their babies. And that means there's a baby in the area and there's a closure. And wildlife officials are there to manage. So
yeah, that's right. Don't cross the line or you could get a $50,000 fine or even jail time. I've never heard of anyone getting jail time for going under a wildlife thing, but it could happen. I mean,
No, Rob. That's not what happens. That's the maximum
of course.
Fine. All punishments are set through precedent.
Of course.
So if you go to court and you get that, you could appeal that. But
yeah, totally. You,
no one's ever going to get jail time for that.
Well, hopefully nobody will be silly enough to go under the wildlife closure because there's an aggressive elk and a calf there. So this is south of Bridge Road, the bridge there. So it's at the boat launch to West Canmore Park, I believe.
That's the one near Mountain Shadows. That's the one that we normally call Mountain Shadows Park.
Okay. Glenn Naylor, former district conservation officer, told me that it happens about once a year that they get some sort of call about an aggressive elk who is quartered somebody, usually around the Bow River area, Larch Island area there, and they need to be either rescued or wait for the elk to move off. I mean, it happens. It's a regular thing around here. Elk can be a little bit mean sometimes, so just give them their space right now.
And if it's something that you see or you encounter, call the wildlife number. Fish and Wildlife are the people capable of managing these things, and they can put the closures in place. They can get the word out, and then as a community, we can respect that space.
591-7755 in Canmore, Kananaskis. If you're in Banff National Park, the number to call is the dispatch number. That's 762-1470. There was another wildlife closure put in place in Banff over the weekend after a number of people got a little bit too close to Bear 148, the bear feeding at Vermilion Lake. So a section of the Vermilion Lakes Road is closed while the bear feeds on suckers. Suckers.